Thanks for keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Hola, chao, que después me dando cocotazo por aquí porque cierro los teléfonos.
Did you think my universe we'll may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. little trust. What you need is a little faith. What you need is a little hope. Here and now, for today, for today. You never saw what was going on, babe. So far gone, babe, and now you're singing a different song, babe, and now you pay the price. You didn't take my sound advice. What you need is a little trust. What you need is a little faith. What you need to hope here and now, for today, for today. Trust, and what you need is a little faith, and what you need is a little hope here and now, for today, for today. You sure could sling them alibis, babe, and now it's time to realize, babe, you cannot hold a thin disguise, babe, and now you pay the price. It's time to take my sound advice. What you need is a little trust. What you need is a little faith. What you need a little hope here and now, for today, for today.
Yeah. keep looking for a smoking gun. Yeah, been firing those shots on Main Street, right in front of everyone. Oh, sweet cookie, can't apologize. His love ain't nothing but vengeance, and falling out of love and crime. His love ain't nothing but vengeance, and I can't see what's already mine.
You are a waste. A loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
There were beverages laid out for the party. There were candy and spices and tri-colored pastas. The meat carved was drawn from succulent. Served on platters of the purest gold. I was calm when we arrived at the party. I spoke with fervor, embracing the evening. My wife leaned over and she whispered, we
throwing a party. And just how great that would be. We had the best time at your party. The wife and I, thank you very much. We had the best time at your party. The wife and I, thank you very much.
wackity doo doo to wackity to wackity doo.
Yeah. in a wonderful world tomorrow, we'll still be doing the same things.
On the air at 91.5 WMFO.
On the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
We'll be right back. into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home. Because something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. With the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back, thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Walk into the room like a camel and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones, 'cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you?